coming in hot. Stops now, bitches.
Like your mom's chest, your ears are now coming in hot with your host, Brett, Les, and Kool-Aid. Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Todos bien.
Ole.
Ole, ole, Cornell.
Get you, Cornell.
Silly white bitch, give me some chum-chum. Give me some chum-chum.
You don't need to take it from you, huh? Huh?
I come for your pudding.
Oh.
All you want.
I want my pork chop, Al.
All I want is pork chop. I want life.
Perhaps one of the kitchen help us sell you one.
I ain't paying for what's mine.
See that thing I sent with Theo? That somebody did a cartoon of one of his stories he was telling on his podcast?
The one with the rat? Where like they're in the back of the truck?
Yeah, I think that was the one I sent.
Yeah, I saw that.
Man, he did another one, dude. He's telling a story on his podcast. And dude, I don't know who this is making these cartoons, but I would watch this show if it was all of Theo's stories as a cartoon.
Nice.
He's like, yeah, man, I remember we used to have to go to school, you know, because they make you go to school to learn because they didn't trust you. And he's like, I remember, man, being in like fourth grade, and I remember reading on the bulletin board they were going to do the scoliosis tests, and he's like, man, I was hoping I had scoliosis, you know, because I didn't know what it was. He's talking about how weird it was and how you had to take your shirt off, and he's like, yeah, they just make a mark up and down your spine, man. He's like, but I was fine. He's like, but crazy Carl, man, he was all messed up. His back was all curved and shit. He's just telling the story, just random story, dude. Had me rolling. Fucking dude is crazy, dude.
Oh, that one was good where he's jumping out the fucking truck, though.
Yeah,
that was funny. Like, man, it's like, he's like, it's Vietnam, man. Halloween was Vietnam.
Yeah.
They fucking jumps out the truck and shit. They're going to get the candy.
Walking in the tall grass.
We all have to shout out to Michaela, she says. Say hi.
Shout out, Michaela.
Shout out, Michaela. This episode brought to you by...
brought to you by Michaela.
Michaela.
She came to steal all my video game systems. Oh, my God. Fucking Kenny Chesney. You suck a dick, Kenny Chesney.
You drink his rum. You shut up.
I'm going to punch him in the fucking face. You know how we fucking do this? We're going to take this big bottle. We're just going to drink. I'll put baby in a corner. I don't give a fuck.
Don't say such things. Don't dare say such things.
Shut your damn mouth, Nancy Reagan. I will skull fuck the shit out of you.
Did you see that little kid that was getting bullied and they raised all that money?
Yep. They was like,
And then they were trying to say it was a hoax and shit, dude.
Yep.
That kid that was going to dwarfism or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They started saying how, oh man, he's 18 and this and that. He's not, but that's just how evil and shit it is out there in the real world. Fucking nobody can have it, dude. Mm-hmm. If I can't have it, nobody gets it.
Right. Yeah. I got a guy who wants to take it over. Like, dude, I got the sound system. I got all this other stuff. I'm like, yeah, but...
Did you say he's got a thumb system?
Oh,
a system for nice. Thumbs? Nice, a couple and thumbs. Oh, yeah.
I'm taking a shot, are you?
Like, really?
Self high five.
I'm taking a shot.
I'm doing it. Cheers, right. Boys.
Salute.
Cheers. This guy I'm talking to is wanting to produce this shit.
Oh, my God. I ain't cutting no other money with nobody.
Hell no, I ain't giving up my job. I'm the producer, goddammit.
I'm fucking Kool-Aid, and I hate John Stamos.
You went to Krieger, right?
Yeah.
That's when I met you.
But we're related.
Yeah, but I mean, how I met you, because we never met before Krieger, did we? I know.
No, I don't think, not that I can remember.
Because, like, Krieger's when it started for me and Josh. You guys got your history.
You guys- First grade, baby. First grade.
Yeah. First grade.
Person I ever met.
I was wanting to talk to him, and I went up when he went up to go sharpen his pencil, because back when we went to school, you had to go up to the wall to a pencil sharpener.
You didn't have clicky shit.
No, you didn't have clicky shit. You had to go up to the wall and, like, turn the crank, man, like he was fishing. You were, like,
fishing for motherfucking pencils, man.
Yeah.
True story.
He went up there, and I remember I went up to him, dude, and I got in line behind him, and I was like, hey, I was like, you want to play?
He's like, you want to buy some weed?
And I had those constructs. They were called constructs. Hell yeah. And I made the fucking sword for Lionel, and we was out there just like playing like fucking.
Fool. And I had to be motherfucking Mumra.
Yeah, you were Mumra.
He was like, you could be Mumra. I'm like, yeah. Oh, thanks.
Thanks,
but man.
Mumra.
We ended up making Brian Dean Mumra though eventually.
Right, yeah, because he looked like Mumra. He still looks like Mumra.
Yeah, Mumra.
Imagine if like Mumra was wrapped in like dirty toilet paper instead of,
yeah,
you know, like the bandages. That'd be what it was.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, Kool-Aid was like, "Can I be Lionel today?" Brett was like, "No, I'm Lionel."
No, I'm Lionel. You can't.
He's like, "You'd be Panther," and I was like, "Yeah, I'll be Panther."
Then you were Snark. Who were you? Were you Snarf? Snarf.
Snarf. Snarf.
Yeah.
So I just ran around and smelt butts all day. Nobody hung out at Eric's house because Eric has scary ass clown pictures in his basement.
Me and Cooley went over there one time, man, for our birthday party.
Oh, so scary.
We were supposed to stay the night, and we fucking. Man, we were like, fuck this. We went back to Kool-Aid's house, man. We had his mom pick up.
Yep. Scary fucking clown pictures in the basement, man. You don't sleep with scary clown pictures in your room.
Nah, man. I thought it was weird he was sleeping naked with them, man. I was like, fuck.
Right. Brett got naked and started getting to bed. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, clown pictures. He's like,
oh. I didn't see the clown pictures, man. I was just like,
I just wanted to get naked. It's hot down here.
Hey, at that age, you gotta adjust.
Everybody had the Boy Scouts. You gotta remember that. You know, not anybody.
That's where Brett's love for clowns came in the rodeo.
His mom used to make us take our shoes off, man, and put those fucking house sandals on and shit when we walked in.
Like the fucking Chinese, man.
Yeah, man, that was weird.
Oh, man. Spam burgers. No, it tastes like a hamburger. Eat your spam burger. Come on. Come on, son. Eat your spam burger. No. No, Miss Eric's mom. I don't want to.
She'd have me and Josh come over less to hang out with Eric, and we ended up raking the fucking yard on a Sunday for like 8 hours.
Just because we didn't want to hang out with Eric.
Yeah, we didn't get paid for nothing.
No, bullshit. You guys got like $2.50. Had to split $5.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe enough to get like a pack of baseball cards or something. There's some chewing gum.
I took those house slippers home one night, man. She fucking called my mom. I still got them. Made her bring them back. I had to bring mine back.
Yeah, she's like, hey, bring them house slippers. Them ain't free.
You got to keep yours?
Yeah.
Damn.
I wasn't going back to the clown house. Fuck that. Scary motherfucking clown house.
Josh had to do something to piss him off.
I had tremendous foot odor. She was like, you just go ahead and keep your shoes. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna. I wore the motherfuckers from first grade all the way to sixth grade. You remember that?
That's where Mike Davis got the idea.
Yeah.
He got those Nikes. He won those Nikes on like an honor roll in seventh grade.
I remember that shit.
He had the same Nikes when he graduated. He walked on them. Les, I remember when I wanted Josh to come over. And my mom never had to talk to his mom. And she said, okay, I'm going to call his mom. What's the phone number? And I told her. And she's like, well, what's her name? And I was like, it's Joan. And she said, okay. And she called and asked for Joan. And Josh's mom's name was Sue. Dude. She answered. She's like, oh, there ain't no Joan here. And my mom's like, is this Josh Canola's mom? And she's like, yeah. She's like, is this Joan? She's like, no, nah, this ain't Joan. This is Sue. My mom's like, my mom hit me real hard. I had a boost for a couple days.
Brett was like, why are you telling me your mom's name was Joan? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God. I got my mom. I told me and Kool-Aid told my mom that motherfucking Judith Light died on Who's the Boss.
I remember back that in shit. She was so sad.
Oh, she was so sad, dude.
Oh man. She had her own funeral and shit at the house.
Dude, she went to the wall telling everybody Judith Light died, and everybody at work believed that shit. Everybody thought Judith Light was dead.
Hell yeah.
And then she was in the Enquirer like a year later. And my mom was like, she ain't dead. She's dying of cancer. I'm like, I told you. She was dying.
You save big money if you shop Menards. I don't know. I don't go there. But that's what I heard.
You got valid points, Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So anyway...
he's running for.
I don't know if we talked about this last time when we were here.
So we
have a sponsor.
Oh yeah, we have FMM Nutrition.
What is it?
It's Feed Me More Nutrition. So it's FMM Nutrition.
Feed me more. I like it.
Is a supplement line, but it's also like they talk about like aspartame. You know, like aspartame and everything that's diet and all types of...
Do we have a place we can send people to?
We do. It's Feed Me. It's fmmnutrition.com. And people when you go there, you enter promo code SAVE10. That's all capital letters, SAVE10. And you will save 10% off your order.
Bam.
Just go ahead and just knock it out real quick. You know what
so
I mean?
So if you were looking all jacked up, lifting, getting swole, beefcake and whatnot, this must be the place to go to, you know?
If you want to be a beefcake, yeah. You don't have to be Brutus. You could be Dwayne.
If you want to be jacked like Ryback, this is where you want to go.
Yeah, FMM Nutrition. That's fmmnutrition.com.
Go, motherfuckers. Go now.
What are you bitches waiting for?
Yeah, that's pretty good. What do you guys think?
Les, where are you at?
Les, I'm here, y'all.
I couldn't do that right now.
Whoa, Les, you sound like a robot version of a robot version of you.
Yeah, robot Les, calm down. Unplug, plug back in.
Get off the juice, buddy.
Right.
Hey, you got to get to that FMM Nutrition.
Right.
Get you some of the anti-robot juice, you know what I mean, Les?
I'm going to start tomorrow.
Your mom always told you you got the face for radio. The voice
of
the
radio. And she always said that we had a finesse for doing more than just farting in a room.
Oh, man. I didn't believe her. I was like, no, this is it. Like,
Les, we would play the Sega Genesis in my bedroom. And I'm not exaggerating. When my mom would come in to see if we were hungry after sitting back there for about 5 hours, she would open the door and our fart plume, you could see. Not only did you taste it, you literally physically saw the plume in the air.
You know, like when you chong out a room and it's all smoky and you got all of that fucking weed smoke up in there.
It was imagine like you on that fart juice. You on that fart juice, son, that just filled the room with smog. It's like fart smog.
Yeah. Before we knew what weed was.
Oh, man, we used to just sit there and get so high off our farts, on that fart smog. That was the best.
What do you as the fans want to know? What do you as the fans want to know? What do you want to hear? What do you want to know? What do you want Les to talk about? What do you want Les to gargle? Yeah. I don't know. You tell me. You want Kevin Mosley to come out of retirement and suck his foot? I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen live on this fucking podcast.
Josh, you can't. He died.
Whoa. Let's back it up.
Whoa. I will dig up his body, stick Les's foot in it, and make him suck that foot.
Damn. You know, that's so funny.
When I say it's gonna happen, it's gonna fucking happen.
Yeah. Well, that can't make it. As funny as that just was, that can't make it.
That's going in. That is going in. Bleep the fucking name out. Bleep the fucking name out. Don't give a fuck. Hashtag Kool-Aid don't give a fuck. Fuck you, Stamos.
Alright. There
I'm fucking drunk.
Alright, there we are then. Now we've come full circle to where we should be.
We right, exactly.
God damn it. Get it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
You're seconds away from running through a wall and going, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Man, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Oh yeah. Oh no.
You know what it was? It's this fucking Kenny Chesney. If I'm gonna love somebody, I'm gonna love fucking Kenny Chesney.
Tell me at least you're wearing a cowboy hat while you're drinking it.
Motherfucker, you know I am.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't wear a cowboy. I don't go anywhere without wearing a cowboy hat. That's a lie. I'm gonna start wearing a cowboy hat from now on.
Dude, you could pull off a cowboy hat easy.
You think so?
No, I know so.
I'm not a country guy.
Dude, if you put a hat on that was curved on the sides real good. And it was like, oh, dude, you'd pull that off in a minute. Dude,
I think I could maybe wear like something that's like Amish, like an Amish hat.
You could be Australian with that on.
You think so?
I don't think.
Pretend you put it on and start acting Australian right now.
Right. I don't think society's ready for it, dude. I don't think anybody else out there is ready for that.
For one, I don't know how to do an Australian accent. I can only do like French and maybe British, but that's not it.
Australian, good eye. There's another shrimp on the barbie.
Put another shrimp on the barbie. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Hello, mate.
That's not a knife. No, that's a knife.
See?
All I had to do was lower my voice a little bit.
That's all you had to do.
That's it. Now I'm Australian Kool-Aid. Now Australia. Come on now. Throw your boomerangs and get on the podcast. Come on. God
damn. Oh my God. No, you had a new life skill that you didn't recognize until live on the podcast.
You want to come on down and give me 50 grand and suck my pee-pee? Go ahead.
Call somebody a bloke.
You dirty bloke.
Oh, you're good.
You dirty chicky monkey.
You dirty chicky monkey. You looking at my bum. You dirty bum looker. You dirty bum looker.
What, bad news? Yeah, what's bad news?
You remember Phyllis?
She didn't die, did she?
She died.
No. When did she die?
Maybe
like 8 years ago. You didn't bother to call me and tell me she died?
I honestly
don't know. People can't call you Kool-Aid when they die to tell you they're dead.
No, they don't call me when they die. This is bullshit.
Now it's going
to
be on podcast.
Thanks, guys. No, like, there's like this old lady. When I was married to my first wife, there's this old lady. That like I think was having sex with like I guess would be my grandma-in-law. This is going on the podcast, by the way. And it was Phyllis, and she loved me. She hated everybody in the world, but she loved me, and she just passed away. It's sad.
Oh, she died?
Yeah, she was like 112 years old.
Oh, man,
she was old. Yeah, she lasted a while. But her and like my grandma-in-law were like totally banging, but like, my daughter's grandma like totally denies it because totally they were banging.
Oh really?
I probably might have caught him once or twice. I don't know.
Did you record it?
I think Les was there watching.
Oh no,
Les, are you still packing that shit?
Yeah, he ruined that whole story you were telling because he's packing in the background.
Dude, no, he's like I got like 12 cartons of cigarettes I gotta pack.
Damn, that's crazy. I can't believe Phil died.
Phyllis. I know. Can't believe she died either. My daughter didn't even fucking tell me. She's sitting right here on the couch. She's looking at me in the eye, smiling and waving.
She's not smiling because she's
dying. Now I got to go in my room and cry.
Shout out 6-4 and a butt heel. Rest in peace.
Shout out Mike Lowe, 6-4.
Shout out 6-4.
Butt heel.
Shout out Earl Flinchy, even though you got bronchitis and you don't think nobody cares, but we are here for you. We are here waiting on you.
You might have died. You might have died, though.
You might have.
Let us know.
Yeah. Last I heard, I thought he was in he was doing some cartwheels for change.
He
snapped his neck.
Shout out Phyllis.
Shout out to Phyllis. I love you.
Shout out. Love you, girl.
Love you, Phyllis. Shout out to Les's big toe. I'm sorry he stubbed you and hurt you real bad. I'm sorry he hurt you, girl.
And sucked on it, made it feel better.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad. Shout out.
Shout out Chris Tito for being there and being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend, man. Thank you to all the Golden Girls for traveling
down the world and back again.
You're a pal and a confidant.
If you got to do it, well, you better just get it done. I don't know if that's the words, but
I don't know. It sounded good. It sounded right.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Kelly.
Shout out to Big Carl for trying to drive stick shift.
Oh, Big Carl. I was gonna shout out Kelly Allen for parking his car and staying there for a couple hours.
Shout out to Kelly Allen for piercing both his ears because he doesn't know if he's gay or not.
Oh shit. Damn. Mm-hmm. Shout out
Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the attic. Was that what it was called?
The office.
No, and the port. What was that bar?
That
wasn't me.
The attic?
Mark?
No.
Well, my attic.
They had a pool table. Fret House.
The Fret House.
Shout out to the Fret House, baby. Sweet love. Sweet baby love.
Hey, shout out to Mossberg. Shout out to South Shore Standard. You know what I mean?
Shout out. Big Pipe.
Big Pipe. You know what I mean? Represent.
Shout out to Tina's toe that got burnt by Corey Peacock. Shout out.
Oh, shit. Shout out to Rest in Peace, Tina.
Rest in Peace, Beaver Boy. Love you.
Love you, Beaver Boy. Two kicks.
Mm-hmm. What a comment forever, baby.
Hey, shout out to Monkey Boy.
Oh, my God, Monkey Boy.
Hey, Monkey
kill
Boy.
That motherfucker.
Monkey Boy.
Two clicks away, baby.
Love you two clicks away from being monkey served. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Adam Duffin in Michigan.
Living on that Mackinac Island.
That's
shout
right.
out, Adam. Do you, baby? We love you. I've never been there, but I always wanted to go there.
Shout out to me. I'm on the TikTok that's out there. Shout out to me. All those free peach snapples at Subway.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, those peach snapples.
Oh, damn. I love a peach snapple.
Or
those were fire.
Or those 10 cent waters that turn into.
Oh yeah!
No, hey, Pete Snapple, bitch.
Shout out to Marine and her fucking fake plant that I stole.
Shout out to Fish Girl.
Shout out to the Cia Lanes.
Rest in peace, Fish Girl.
Special shout.
I gotta go get a. Beer. So go ahead and hear your little bullshit show.
Oh my God! Thank God.
All right, I'll be back.
A little bit of beer.
He says it's bullshit because it's actually.
I thought that dude would never leave. My God.
He's saying it's bullshit, but this show on the Better Things actually overrides everything.
I know what it's like to be free and out of prison now that he's not around.
We're piggybacking. He's piggybacking off us.
Right. You know, we ain't even recording that show. We record this one.
We record that show to get to this show.
Right. We're live in front of a studio audience right now. So, I mean, he doesn't even have that.
And he's like, 600 miles away? Yeah.
Right. I know. He's probably going inside to have a good cry. He's like, I wish our show could be as cool
It's either he's looking for a thumb right now, or is he?
Oh, I didn't even think of that, man.
One or the other.
Man, we need to make a can. We need to get our thumbs like casted, and like somebody on here needs to win that cast of our thumbs.
We need that's the present. That's the birthday present.
Oh, that is. Oh, we're gonna get our thumbs casted.
That is.
We're gonna send it to him.
Right. Well, that,
there it is.
What else? What else can you think of, dude?
You know, and we're gonna get him made into pacifiers though, so he can like wear it around his neck, and then like when like he's driving on the road, he's like sucking on our thumb.
That is.
I got laser disc Yanni already.
We need to do that and get one bronze. Just one
Like a bronze, yeah. He can like hang it as like a trophy.
Exactly.
Just put it in his office.
Next to the podcast picture.
Nice. I gotta be unlazy, man. I gotta start building my beats laboratory here soon. Turn my room into the beats laboratory.
I can't wait in the summertime, dude. The garage is gonna be the spot. I guess you get
I know. I'm coming over. I'm coming over.
I'll get the car out of the garage. I'll set up the tables. Oh, fuck.
You know, we'll set up my laptop. We'll fucking put in some microphones. We'll just go to work.
You bring your laptop, and I got a laptop here, too.
Right. If I can figure out a way to run two mics, we'll just run off one, and we'll be good.
Yeah, we'll link up, dude. Yeah.
You know what really sucks? I finished that bottle of Blue Cherry, buddy, and it was like full. Oh, and we're back.
Well, on to the other podcast.
to the show that pays the bills. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and germs.
We should ask our fans to send in some of their cool friends' fucking music.
Yeah.
They wouldn't mind letting us use it on the show. We can give a big shout out and we get fucking music heard around the world.
Send your submissions in to Coming in Hot Cast. That's at Twitter. And we'll go through them and we'll pick some out.
You got a friends band, you got a band you want to hear? Send it to Coming in Hot and what Brett said. And we'll give a big shout out to your cool ass band or your friend's band or whoever's band, your mom's band, your dad's band, Sandy's band.
Uncle Danny. Uncle That's Danny's right. band.
Lonnie's Donnie's. If you're a fan of Lonnie's Donnie's, you got a recording of that.
Send it in. We ain't too proud to beg.
And we'll pluck and play it.
We'll probably play it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll play it. We'll at least play an opener. We'll play a closer.
Yeah.
You know? And you get a cool shout out on a cool ass fucking podcast. So
that again is at Twitter, at Coming in Hot Cast. And we'll go ahead and get them lined up.
We'll do it. Yeah, that gives us a chance to listen to some pretty cool ass music, too.
I'm down.
Hell yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Good plug.
You got any questions you'd like to ask? Hit Brett up at whatever that website was.
Yep. At Coming in Hot Cast.
At Coming on Your Face, Your Mom.com. So it's early in the relationship of me and my ex-wife, and we go into her mom's house up in Michigan. You know, this haunted, crazy, scary fucking house, man. That's a whole different story. But her first time I'm gonna meet her grandma, and everybody's like, you know, oh, my grandma's bringing her best friend Phyllis. You know,
and everybody knows Phyllis. Phyllis.
Yeah, everybody knows Phyllis. But like me and Phyllis were on a different level. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm like, I'm probably like 20, 21. You know, she comes in the house, you know, she's this raggedy old, she's a bitch. She's a total bitch.
I imagine her bringing cookies and shit. Like, she have some Craig Newtons.
This old lady was a bitch.
Oh, she wasn't passing out Fig Newtons.
You know, like them customers you hate, you know, like them old lady customers you hate.
Okay.
That was Phyllis.
Okay.
You know? And so Phyllis comes in.
So nobody's getting a Fig Newton.
No, she's bitching about the car ride. She's bitching about everything else.
Oh,
and she She come sit a pop a squat on the goddamn couch. And she done, she like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, to you?
Yeah, to me. You know, and oh, I kind of,
you know, everybody hated Phyllis already getting
it. They already told me how much they don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and at the time, I might have been Kool-Aid, but I can't, you know, I don't go by Kool-Aid. So I'm like, you know, such and such, Joshua.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what are you doing? You know? I'm like, you know, I'm here with Jenny, you know, I'm dating Jenny. Oh yeah.
Do you give her a big Newton?
Huh?
Did you give her a big Newton?
No, man, we just,
I imagine you just like breaking Fig Newtons open and like just cutting the bread and like.
What it was, she was just an old lady that wanted to tell you a story.
Shit.
You know, and the worst and the best part about it, I think we was the only two people that drank.
Oh shit!
You know what I mean? And so you, grandma, you know, grandma don't want to drink nothing. Mom won't. You know, Jenny's mom won't drink because grandma's. You know, mom's there. Phyllis is there. Phyllis is like, man, let me get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's like an old saucy black one, but she was white.
Oh, she was like a saucy black white woman.
She was full of hate. She just had hate in her heart, and I think that's why we meshed together, because we both have hate in our heart.
Oh man.
You know? And it was just like a beautiful reunion of drinking and
tell me you had other Phyllis stories, like you got to run back into her.
We had that time, and then we had Thanksgiving, where I think she might have said under her breath, "This is the worst Thanksgiving I ever been to."
No,
and I think I might have agreed with her. Like, yeah,
was this because sucks. She was cranberry sauce.
I think it's because like her and her grandma didn't want a scissor or something, and like, you know,
okay.
See, maybe some stories I can't say on here.
Oh, really? So, from fucking titty stories, you can't say stories. Oh, now?
Titty stories you don't put on here, so. Yeah. So, please. But she was just like this crashing like old lady, and I think all she wanted was a friend.
That's all she wanted.
And I was a friend. I think it's just because I got stuck there talking to her.
Okay.
You know, and I just nodded my head, yes ma'am, no ma'am. You know, I'm a yes ma'am, no ma'am. You know how we are. We're raised at old school. You know, you respect the elders.
Yep. For sure. Straight up.
And I think she was checking me out a bit, and maybe that's kind of where the tension got broken. We just kind of just checked each other out, you know?
Did
you
get like a baby chub?
You know, I was semi. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Got a little semi action going down there.
You know, but she was just cool as shit. Everybody just hated her, but she was cool as shit to me, you know?
Did you let her take her dentures out and like took a little numb on that motherfucker?
Man, I probably would have. If she wasn't with like my ex's grandma, you know, I probably would have. You know?
Okay.
Rest in peace, Phyllis. I love you.
Hey,
I didn't know you died. Baby girl. Sad.
R.I.P. baby girl.
Now I gotta send flowers. But I don't feel stupid sending flowers so late. You know, like, oh my god, she's been dead like 12 years. You know,
should we send it from Coming In Hot cast and like put our on it?
Yeah, and then just like send like pictures of her cock. I'm sad. Yeah. I'm sad she's gone. I'm really sad. I'm really sad. They didn't tell me for like the last month that she passed away.
Oh, she died like a month ago?
Yeah. My daughter was like, "Hey, you know Phyllis died." I'm like, "No." She's like, "Oh yeah, like a month ago." I thought mom would have told me. Now I'm gonna have to bitch out my ex-wife too.
Hey, that like, saves us some Phyllis plot. Died? That saves us some plot. So that's
what I said. Like we'd have to send them, but like I'd feel awkward because it's like a month later.
Yeah, that'd be weird. But Phyllis,
you know, maybe we should just send Kenny Chesney and just
Phyllis might get a kick out of us sending flowers.
That's kind of funny. Like, she probably would.
I feel like Phyllis was one of the good ones too.
She was. She was for like a shitty old person, she was pretty fucking cool, man.
She was pretty cool. Yeah. She was misunderstood, you know what I mean? Like people come up trick or treat and she give out the nah-ahs, but that was just because
she gave out full size Snicker bars.
No, she didn't give off Snickers.
If she liked you, she gave you a full size Snickers bar. I guarantee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Phyllis. I mean,
it was not, there favorites. Was a bowl. There was a bowl of like 7 or 8 full size Snickers bars, and we all would have got one, and everybody else got not us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And she bought them on purpose and laughed. I bet. She didn't even put them in a bag. Like she'd go to like put them in the bag and then like flip them in the yard like she got dementia and shit, you know, and laugh about it.
Dude, Phyllis used to dress up. She used to dress up for Halloween a week before Halloween and then a week after. And she'd be a witch. She'd always be a witch.
Guarantee it.
Passing out. Unless she would pass out Fig Newtons if she ran out of
nuts.
Circle. We came full circle of those fucking Fig Newtons. Somebody's taking a Fig Newton.
Someone fucking eat that motherfucker. Shut up.
Somebody's taking a goddamn Fig Newton now.
I don't even know. It's like going to church. Man, I can't eat Fig Newtons. It's like going to church.
No, it's like that. It's like that paper bread.
You ever had paper bread?
Nah, man.
You ever gone to church? You ever eaten styrofoam? Have you ever eaten styrofoam?
I ain't never had none of that.
They're all like, oh, this is the body. They're like, this is the body of Christ. No, man. This shit is. I'm like, I'm donating money every week to what? Because I'm eating paper. I'm eating styrofoam.
You can't even get no Wonder Bread.
Secret time. Man, I probably feel so bad for doing. Maybe I don't feel bad for doing. But man, like you know what? I mean, and this is for all the church people. This is all for the Catholic people that got to go up there to church, man. And maybe y'all got some good wafers. Yeah, I didn't get no good wafers. I had styrofoam. I had straight up motherfucking styrofoam. But I'd go up to meet communion and you take it, and I would just shove it in my fucking pocket. I wouldn't even eat, man. I wasn't even eating the body of Christ. I wouldn't eat nothing. Because it was straight up fucking styrofoam, man.
You save it for later and like get home behind.
Man, I left one in my pocket one time. I left one in my pocket one time and my mom found it and she whooped my ass.
Oh, shit.
She whooped my ass, man.
I imagine.
I was like, what they taste? I was like, they taste so bad.
I imagine you taking some of those home and like making a peanut butter and jelly out of those motherfuckers.
And then I think one time I stole communion and fucking took money to go buy cigarettes. I don't know. I'll remember.
He said, I'll remember like that covers them. Yeah. I don't remember.
I don't know. I got yelled at for something. Second time for something. But the first time was not eating styrofoam, man. I apologize for not eating styrofoam, man. But I donate $2 every week.
You could cut that shit into squares and feed everybody.
Right, man. A whole one piece of bread would have covered the whole fucking church, man.
No, a loaf of bread would have covered everybody for the week.
You like see the fucking priest man shove some like whole fucking ham in his mouth and shit, and everybody got to eat styrofoam.
Let's see.
I'm like, man, that's probably why my stomach's all fucked up.
You ain't Catholic. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. You ain't having tea, you eat styrofoam, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't. Did you ever eat styrofoam for sucking dick?
Mm-mm. Oh, man. Maybe.
You ever suck some dick for some styrofoam?
Right. You ever suck dick for styrofoam?
You ever suck dick? I have.
Man, it gets you all the way to Jesus.
I guess they got a good Earl story. I know you weren't there, Josh, but I know you were there, Brett. Him and Sarah Cofer?
Oh, yeah. I got video evidence of this night. This is on
video. I might have seen it.
This is on tape to prove it.
I don't know what happened, but prior to that, there was some animosity going on, and they were talking about chugging.
We had a party. And you know how I always carried that camcorder around, Kool-Aid?
Yep.
I had that motherfucker out, and Earl challenged Sarah. What was her last name?
Cofer
challenged her to a chugging beer contest. And I think he put some money on it, or he put some shit out of his pocket that he did flips for, like some cigarettes, some dollars. Like he bet. Nice.
I don't think that was the case. I think we were betting.
Oh, we were betting on them too. Yeah, that might have been it too. Anywho, it's on tape, and they both chug, and Sarah fucking kills him.
Really?
Oh, like he still has half a beer left, and she's just ganked it.
He's like, my throat's sore. My throat's sore. I can't work it down. Shut up, bitch.
He's like, I feel like I got bronchitis coming on.
Nobody loves me.
Josh, you got anything?
No, I hate everybody. I hate you. I hate your face. Hope all the bad things in life happen to you and only you. As I sip from my Don Juan cup, I want to say goodbye to all our loyal listeners. Just remember, if you got a friend, you got a band, send it in. Let us hear some good music. If you got any questions, don't be afraid to ask, no matter how risque.
Don't be too risque.
No, don't.
Mm-mm. Les, what you add, baby? What you add?
I'm just letting you know I'm down with the risky. So, if there's any questions, you can hit us up.
Les records butt-ass naked, so you all know he's risque.
Yeah, he's throwing a risque. He's waiting to go on YouTube.
Yeah. And if anybody wants, you can all send us some Don Julio Patron, whatever. We are down to drink it. We like free booze.
We do accept donations.
We do. We are like a church.
And donations. And take the time and go check out our shop and get a t-shirt or a sticker, fucks.
I was gonna say that. Yeah. Get online. Buy some merch.
Yeah, get some merch.
You take a picture with that sticker or that shirt on, we'll send you something real nice. It might be signed by Yanni. You don't fucking know.
Ooh.
You know?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know. Right. I might draw you a pretty little picture. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
We got James Hollinger in the studio. Bucks, check us out.
Hey, y'all playing checkers, man.
Yeah.
Playing chess.
Checkmate.
Yeah. This the championship to me. Y'all in the playoffs.
What up to my big bro?
Literally.
Come on.
I live in the belly of the beast. Ain't no guessing why I'm hungry on the streets. Manifesting destiny, I guess I gotta eat. I struggle to survive, so I'm live on the beat. Homicide to the guys that say I'm weak. Out of blocks, take some time before you even speak. That shit's weak. I was laid like a concrete rose while a bomb beat blows. I explode like C4. Oh, I see more when I mean that shit let it roll. I never fuck with these shiesty individuals. Just a criminal, profits are minimal. Everything I speak is subliminal. Bro, like the government, I get it in the bullets, kid. Yo, your beef is water under the bridge. Get a gun to your ribs, never far from where you live. So keep on talking that shit. Bitch, this is all real, no gimmicks. Exhibition game, no scrimmage. Y'all losing, we winning. And we won't stop until we finish. Hey, this is all real, no gimmicks. Exhibition game, no scrimmage. Y'all losing, we winning.
Listen.
And we won't stop until we finish. Hey, I speak the high life. You know what I'm like, doughboy, I go boy, my life. Chronicles, I drop like Geronimo, big bro. What's up though? Fuck the mother hoes, I never switched up. Upside liquor, you get the picture. Get your dicks up, cafeteria food, roll the swisher. It's all good. I am your best man, what a rest man. Four leaf clover, I am your best man. Damn, you don't get it, nah. You afraid to admit it, nah. Drop it all, we playing hockey ball. Front page, we done covered it all. Fuck them all, my back's against the wall. Joe Valentine, remember it all. Hard times, sis and Nintendo. Got tied up, don't pretend though. And don't pretend Joe, I ain't your friend bro. There's some shit probably nobody would get, except for my family.
This is who this is for.
This is all real, no gimmicks. Exhibition game, no scrimmage. Y'all losing, we winning. And we won't stop until we finish, hey. This is all real, no gimmicks. Exhibition game, no scrimmage. Y'all losing, we winning. And we won't stop until we finish, hey.